What's up, guys? Max here, back with a brand new episode of the Scuttlebutt Show, and it is great to see you all out there. Eviana, John Franco, Harry Lime Pie, and everybody else who's listening to this episode and hasn't checked in yet, or if you're listening on the podcast or wherever you are, great to see you. Wow, what a week. The final week of Scuttlebutt Shows for the year. I'll be out of here on Thursday will be the last episode, and then I'll be back to see you guys in the new year when I'm a new dad, living dad life and all that. But in the meantime, we've got Scuttlebutt to get to. Yes, we do. It's going to be a great episode today. Follow up. You know, a lot of people yesterday, when I posted the story about the soldier who wants his career job finding leave, said that I was totally out of line and wrong on my position on that, and that he's totally entitled to and all this stuff. Of course he's not. I mean, it's just fact of the matter. Nobody's entitled to it in any branch of the military. There's no guarantee that you get to take the last 6 months of your tour off. This guy never established himself as some kind of, you know, whatever type of soldier he is. Let's assume he's, you know, no NJPs, no, you know, he's got educated, smart, no NJPs, no issues, promoted on time, good evals, all that stuff. It's, you know, the worst time it's ever been for Manning. Imagine, you know, it's like we forget. Imagine being in the Army in 2008 and getting stop lost. You're trying to just get out of the Army at your end of contract, and they're like, nope, you're going on another pump to Iraq, for example. Oh my God, that's how it used to be. There used to be stop loss. They were bringing people back. There's been drafts in the past. Imagine getting drafted to Vietnam. And this guy is saying that for the sole reason that he can't take the last 3 months of his enlistment off to go work at this job, he's going to end up homeless. I stand by what I said. I'm doubling down. The more I think about it, the worse it gets. I'm doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Today is going to be a great episode. I've got insane stories from the Army, the Navy, and more. And then we're going to take the ASVAB, because as you know, somehow, we're going to talk about it more coming up. The Navy just lowered the minimum ASVAB to join to 10, which is mind-numbing. That's insane. So we're going to see what that really means, and we're going to take a practice ASVAB at the end of today's episode. Take it with me. Join me. Let's go on this journey together. Let's have ourselves a Scuttlebutt Show and start with the first story, or maybe set of stories today, which are these. The midshipmen, you know them from the Naval Academy, drop leaflets and ping pong balls on cadets over at West Point ahead of the big game. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go Navy. U.S. Naval Academy midshipmen have taken to the skies in an early assault on their Army brethren dubbed Operation Black Knight Falling, with a kind of psychological operations mission that would make many an intelligence officer proud, from Navy Times here. An official statement released Tuesday, the Naval Academy confirmed that on Monday, midshipmen took to the skies and flew to West Point down the Hudson River and dropped leaflets and ping pong balls that said beat Army and fly Navy on the leaflets, and there were also the ping pong balls. The stealthy midshipmen peppered the apron at West Point, causing Army cadets to break formation and run for cover, according to the Navy's official account. Five midshipmen led three flight crews for the Piper Papa Alpha 28 Cherokee Warriors. The route took them down the Hudson River Corridor, a pass around the Statue of Liberty, and then home to the Better Service Academy along the Severn River to Annapolis, Maryland. Hell yeah. And as the Swabbies were quick to note in their official communique, Navy currently leads the Army 62-53-7 record, and at Army's stadium, a 45-40-4 record in Philadelphia, the site of this year's matchup with the Black Knights on December 10th. A few extra numbers that the sailors included to rub in some salt. According to the article here, Navy holds an 11-2 record against the Black Knights when they've played on Lincoln Financial Field, and has won 18 of the past 23 games against the Army, which is pretty good. So bravo Zulu to the Navy. And you can even see here on the bottom of the plane, it says beat Army, which is amazing. Amazing. And then this one says fly Navy on the bottom of the plane. Leaflet drops, a true psyop. But you would think after something like this, the Army would clap back and say, no, we won't take that lying down. So what does the Army do in response? Army forced to halt their flag football game after massive brawl breaks out. So not good, not a good look for the United States Army. And we have a video. It says here, flag football may be typically designed to be the devoid of tackling, but soldiers with the 82nd Airborne couldn't keep their hands to themselves during a Turkey Bowl game hosted at Fayetteville State University over the weekend. When the game started, tensions rose and there was a scuffle between the soldiers and players at FSU. So they had a match, flag football match against FSU, and they had a fight break out. And there's a video here. Let's check out the video. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Disqualified. Disqualified.
The commentary is great. Hold me back. As that goes on, people start shouting, NJP, Article 15. It's hilarious. Of course, no shocker here. The event was meant to be a morale booster with paratroopers from the 319th Airborne Field Artillery Regiments playing the 2319 and 3319. The Army, in the email and Military Times, described the event as a team-building exercise. Team-building exercise. Oh, my God. It says paratroopers assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division participated in a Thanksgiving Day Turkey Bowl flag football game at the Fayetteville State University football stadium to build camaraderie prior to being released to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. So if they're not getting tear gassed, CS gassed at their fun mandatory fun day events, they're getting in brawls at their morale boosting, camaraderie building football games. Oh my gosh, you can't make this stuff up. They don't have a cause for the skirmish. An exchange occurred during the overtime period of the game, and leadership engaged immediately to relieve friction between the paratroopers involved and ended the game. No injuries to the soldiers, which is good, I guess. Afterwards, the unit was asked to leave the area, and the game ended. So they got kicked out of school. You got expelled for fighting in the game. You think the Army would be able to do one thing without having to fight, but they cannot. So, not a Bravo Zulu. Let me know what you guys think about that in the comment section down below. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is awesome. So John says, laughing with tears. Eviana says, that's what happened to my boyfriend's stop loss. That's crazy. Phantom says, this is not what I was expecting. This is great. Yes, it is. John says, Fort Bragg, that explains everything. Detonate, how are you doing? Great to see you. Where is the gas? Harry says. Yes, 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 yes. Also, congratulations and thank you to Harry for being a shellback of this show for 18 months. Oh, that is awesome. You guys can become members of this channel by clicking the join button down below. We have Patreon. And of course, today I'm wearing the Hydrate or Die shirt on scuttlebuttshow.com, which you guys can pick up. As always, if you see me on this show wearing something, it is something that I designed and is available for sale on scuttlebuttshow.com. And I will show you guys the shirt that I'm wearing today is this one, Hydrate or Die. So the back of my shirt has this image on it and the front has the Scuttlebutt clothing logo. You guys can pick this up today for $25 or use a special promo code that is hidden within this show somewhere for 5% off. If you're a member of the channel or a patron, you can get 10% off all purchases all the time from my online store. Clothes designed by me, for you. Enjoy. Shout out to scuttlebuttshow.com. This episode is prevented by Scuttlebutt. Just hear about the controversy with established titles. If you spend any time watching YouTube, you know what established titles is. And did you guys hear about that? If you did hear about that, let me know in the comments section. I'm curious. That is insane. So great story coming up here. By the way, not too many stories. I'm going to give you guys some positive stuff today. Then we're going to take the ASVAB at the end of today's episode, and then I'm going to send you on your way, and I'm going to get back to working on some major projects, including Julian's documentary. So check this out. We have a crazy story here. Shots fired. The Space Force won a Call of Duty tournament, and then the trophy got launched into space. Video coming up. Of course, we should not be surprised that the Space Force won a video game competition, but the fact that they sent the trophy into space is definitely something special. This is the Call of Duty Endowment Bowl, which pledges to hire and help veterans through funds raised with a combination of Call of Duty and USAA, although there is some controversy with that recently, but as of now, they're still going, they're still doing their thing. So let's watch this video and watch the Space Force actually throw some shade at, well, everyone.
Officer Lugano, for launch.
This is Station C2, ready for launch.
To our fellow service members, Space Force Gaming wishes you good luck in this year's Call of Duty Endowment Bowl. Now, if you think the trophy's still within reach, think again.
Roger, we have liftoff.
Bring up the feed.
Roger.
2,000 knock confirming.
That's actually pretty cool. I got to give it some credit to the Space Force there for having that thing. I don't know if it's really up in space. That looks like it could just be a special effects video there, but very cool. Very, very cool. Let me know what you guys think about that in the comments section. And this December 16th will be the second or third, I think, Call of Duty Endowment Bowl. Will you guys be watching it? Do you play Call of Duty? Let me know in the comments section. Very cool. Very, very cool. Good stuff. Nuggets, what's up? Harry says, sub brief is very sad. What is that? What is very sad? Clever ad. Space Force Gaming. Hell nah, Phantom says. Hell nah. Let's see. John Franco, member for a month. Space Force 0, Space Junk 1. Interesting, interesting. John being a member, I believe, thanks to Harry Lime Pie. Maybe he's keeping that going himself. That's awesome. Great, great, great to see. Love that. I love seeing memberships. John's got his sea legs. I love that because memberships are one of the most effective ways to support this channel. If you like it and you do want to support, if you think this is content's worth it, if you spend, you know, as much time watching me as you watch Netflix or Hulu or anything like that, then makes sense. Makes sense, folks. And of course, I am happy to have you here for free. I'm happy to do this for you and that you can enjoy it for free. I love that. So it's up to you, whatever you want to do, whatever feels right. And thank you to everyone who contributed to the Julian fundraising campaign, which did fantastically well. So here we go. I've got another great story for you. It is a very cool story. Some veterans decided to walk across America, and they're about to finish after a brief rest in Bend, Oregon. We're going to watch the video here. These three retired Marines are finishing a 3,300-mile walk across the country to raise awareness and money for a good cause. Let's watch this video.
Absolutely, we're about to be near it. It's been 3,200 and a couple odd miles and change, and wow. We're not getting any younger.
They started walking June 6th from Boston and have averaged 20 miles a day for the past 6 months.
Before we had started, there wasn't a lot of people that knew that black flag that flies underneath the American flag on every post office and federal building. We have a generation that really doesn't know what that means anymore.
Justin LaHue, Rocky Kinzer, and Raymond Shinohara spent the weekend resting in Bend, the longest break of their entire trip.
All of us who had worn the uniform of this nation.
Now they're hiking up and over snowy Santiam Pass, the way to their final destination, Newport, on the Oregon coast.
For shoes, using boots, waterproof boots from Gore-Tex. I'm using snowboarding pants, a nice shell on top. But, you know, we could be comfortable, but once you hit the road, it starts to warm up real quick.
The Marines are walking the entire length of Highway 20, the longest highway in America, to raise awareness of the 81,000 Americans still missing in action from World War II, the Korean and Vietnam Wars, and other conflicts. Funds they raise are dedicated to searching for and recovering the remains of lost heroes.
At the end, I think it, you know, obviously being done and not having to walk, but being able to go back home, see my family and everything, because it's been a while since I've seen them, and then share the stories along the way that we've experienced on the long road.
Nearly 1,000 Oregonians are among the 81,000 servicemen and women still missing in action. The retired Marines say they are happy to reinforce the U.S. military's principle of never leaving a fallen comrade behind. Brooks Navely, Central Oregon Daily News.
Very cool. So they're walking 3,300 miles. What are you doing? No, I'm just kidding. Let me know what you think about that in the comment section down below. 20 miles a day for like 6 months. That's a pretty long time. Shout out to these guys. Wow, what a great act. What a great event and purpose that is. Proud of those guys. That's awesome. Very cool. I probably haven't walked 3,300 miles in my entire life. Phantom, respect. Respect. Nuggets, respect for the old lads. Rucking it. Bravo Zulu for the vets. Nugget says, was at a Gettysburg tour with an ex-Marine when it started raining and the people were directed raincoats. He refused and said, it's just my shower. Nice. Putting it on a little, laying it on a little extra thick at Gettysburg. Put that Marine Corps on display. Let them know. Let them know. So we got another cool story here, and then we're going to get to the ASVAB. Let's see if we can brighten the mood a little bit more before we bring it down to my IQ level. Amazing, says this article. U.S. Air Force veteran needs help, deputies say. You guys can still help. Pompano Beach, Florida. Delvin Sales reported his car was stolen with his cell phone inside on Veterans Day, of all days. That's unbelievable. This U.S. Air Force veteran confided in Broward Sheriff's Office deputies that he was really down on his luck. He had lost his job and was close to becoming homeless. The deputies turned to the BSO homeless outreach team. After getting to know Sales, Sergeant Michael Wiener described him as humble and an amazing individual. Deputies were able to recover his car, but not his cell phone. So a nonprofit organization stepped in to help. That's so cool. Sales was super grateful, and the deputies were impressed when he insisted on volunteering during a BSO event on Thanksgiving, according to a spokeswoman for BSO. He showed up at the turkey giveaway and gave 100% of his time and effort. He is why we do what we do for the community, Wiener said. If you want to know how to help Sales during this holiday season, contact Wiener at 954-764-4357, and you can support a vet who's down on his luck and got even further down on his luck when he was robbed on Veterans Day. Unbelievable. But the community stepped up. The community stepped up and said, nah, we're not taking that line down. We're going to step up to the plate and help out one of our brothers. So shout out to the folks down in Florida. That's awesome. And one more heartwarming story for today. Very cool. That's a wholesome story, Nugget says. John says, my grandfather was fortunate enough to be liberated from POW status. He had the Palmia flag at his funeral in 2009 at Arlington. Wow. Could you imagine being a prisoner of war for years of your life in a camp? Crazy. I recently met some former POWs a few months ago, and it inspired me to start working on some new projects to help out with a filmmaker who's dedicated a lot of his time and energy into telling stories of valor, and I love that, so I'm happy to help. All right, let's not belabor the point. There's a reason you guys came to the Scuttlebutt Show today. It's to watch me flounder trying to take the ASVAB. First, let's cover a little background. Navy lowers entrance exam requirements in bid to get more recruits, now allowing officially people to join the Navy with an ASVAB score of 10. Let's acknowledge the fact that this is a repeat of some bad history back in Vietnam. With recruiting down and people coming up with lame excuses why, leadership at the highest levels in the military seeming to flounder and fail around every corner, and people just losing trust far and wide in many of our government institutions. And if you ask me, rightfully so. It is so hard to have any faith in anything anymore when everything seems to be lies and fake and everything's just the worst. News today, old news tomorrow. No values, no core values being upheld. Stories about privates in the Army going out and doing horrible things and all this stuff. And what do we get as a response? Well, anybody can join the military, even with an ASVAB score of 10. So you will end up joining with a bad job, but they're letting you in. They're letting you in. Recruitment bonuses, from earlier this year of $50,000 just to join. If you guys remember that, I think it was 50, maybe 25,000, whatever it is. But what we're going to do is we're going to see how hard it really is to get a 10. And I'm going to take the practice ASVAB right now. When I joined the Navy in 2004, I got a 95 on the ASVAB. That was a long time ago. I'm about to take the mini quick ASVAB test right now. Let's see what I get and see if I end up being today's Scuttlebutt Show Clown of the Day. Are you ready? Take it with me. Loading up. Question one. At what temperature Celsius does water boil? 100 degrees, I'm going with. Who invented the telescope? Oh, I don't know. Really? Who invented the telescope? Oh, man. I don't know. Oh, God. How is this a question? Let's go with Zachariah Janssen. I don't know. In degrees Celsius, at what point does pure water freeze? Zero. Pure water. I'm just going to assume that means water. Science question. Which is not a primary color of light using a traditional painter's color model? Orange. Because red and yellow is orange, not a primary color. Oh, God. From the options below, select the component pieces that will reassemble to make the object shown here. Oh, God. Okay, hold on. So, can they be mirrored? Question. Can they be mirrored? Let's see. So there's not a triangle, there's not a small triangle in it. So I can eliminate these two. So it's one of the top two. So let's look for a piece that looks like it's definitely there. So this piece and the second one looks like it's definitely this piece. This one does not have that piece. I'm going with two. Next. Oh no, not again. From the options below, select the assembled object that best. The clock's ticking, folks. Represents the component pieces shown here. Okay, let's try to identify this tiny triangle. Tiny triangle. Okay. Only C has a tiny triangle. Oh, wait. A has a tiny triangle. Let's try to. So it's between A and C. Bigger triangle. A does not have a bigger triangle. C does have a bigger triangle. C. Let's go with C. All right. Next. Oh, no. Not another assembling question. From the options below, select the assembled object. Let's see. We got two triangles. This one has two triangles. This one does not. This one does not. This one does not. So it's got to be A. Let's see. Another one. Why is there so many of these? This one has three triangles. So it can't be that one. It can be this one. It looks like it's probably B. But there's three triangles in C also. There's only two in D. So it's between B and C. But B doesn't have the small, tiny one. So it's got to be... I mean, C doesn't have the small, tiny one, so it's got to be B. Stop it. From the assemble again, another one. Okay, as you guys can see, the clock is making me pretty anxious. So this one has, let's see, let's try to find this semicircle, I guess, here. Which one is that? Definitely not D. Could be, let's see, that's got to be A, right? That's got to be... Or is it? No, it's got to be. Only A has that long rectangular piece. So it's got to be A. Got to be A. Ask me anything else than shapes, please. Anything else but shapes. It's another shapes question. Okay. One, two, three triangles. One, two, three. One, two. One, two. One, two, three. So it's between A and D. Let's see. This one has a... Let's see. This one, it looks like A. Let's see. Does D have that kind of not triangle, but no, only A has that. So it's got to be A. Okay, here we go. Dave has 30% off coupon for a pair of jeans priced at $78.95. Oh, I don't have a calculator. He will also have to pay 6% sales tax and a 1% local option tax at the register. How much will he have to pay for the jeans? So... 1%. So I don't have a calculator. So let's do this first. So I think the coupon would be applied first. So basically a third of that would be $29.65. So $48.30. 1% of 48.30 is 48 cents. So 48.78 plus another 240. Plus I need to add a third. Oh God, no calculator. Gonna go 55.26. Walk through that one. Some math in public, folks. Amber is celebrating her birthday and wants to bring in cupcakes for her classmates. Each cupcake tray holds 8 cupcakes. Oh, God. Amber is celebrating her birthday and wants to bring in cupcakes for her classmates. Each cupcake tray holds 8 cupcakes, and the tins are always filled. If there are 27 other kids in the class and one teacher, how many trays of cupcakes will Amber need? Oh, God. So Amber needs one. That's 28 students, so 29, including the teacher. And there are 8 cupcakes per tray, so she would need 4 trays, right? Each cupcake, if there are 27 other kids, 29, 32. Okay, 4. Got to be 4. Jenna and Harper are living in... Do I have 1 minute left? Jenna and Harper are living together and have agreed to split half of all living costs. Rent for the apartment is $970. The water bill is $52. The gas bill is $25. And the electric bill is $66. What is each girl's total monthly expenses? So $970 plus $52 is $1022. Plus $25 is $1047. Plus $66 is $1113. So $556.50. Jenny is 13 years older than her sister Myra. Myra is 6 years younger than her sister Melody. Their combined age is 88. Jenna is 13 years older than Myra. So... 56 and Jenny is 13 years older than her sister Myra. Myra is 6 years younger than her sister Melody. Their combined age is 88 years. How old is Myra? Oh my God. So might have to work this out backwards. How do I only have 40 seconds left? Oh God. 23. There are 1,639 students in attendance at Auburn High School. Approximately what percentage does one student count towards the total number of students? One point one six. Tony is 4 years younger than his brother Josh and 2 years older than his sister Cindy. Tony, am I about to run out of time? I couldn't even read those questions that fast. So I got out of 30 questions, I answered only 13, giving me a 43, and I got higher than the average of 38. That was not, I would say that was not enough time. I don't remember the ASVAB being that fast. Do you guys? Let's see. I got a 57% in, well, I didn't finish them all, so I don't know how to rate that. I got 100% in assembling objects, general science 75. I didn't even get to these other sections. Holy smokes. So, hey, maybe we do need to let them in with 10. I guess I am the Scuttlebutt Show clown of the day. You guys try it. Let me know what you get in the comments section down below. Wow. Wow. Nugget says, is the thought that counts? And I obviously didn't put too much thought into it. Let's see. Does Max still have it? Find out on the show. Eviana says, I heard about that this morning. A monkey can get 15, Hairland Pie says. Yep. Navy pulling an army move. These are some weird questions for the ASVAB. Yes, yes. The ASVAB has a lot of weird questions. Like, what is this tool? And it's like a Phillips head screwdriver and you have to identify it. There's a lot of that stuff. Guess it's as many as you can answer. It's the thought that counts, Max. Yeah, I couldn't even read it fast enough. I guess we need to lower the standards because even I got only a 43. I got a 95. Now I'm a 43, so I guess I'm a lot dumber now than I used to be. That's going to wrap it up for today, folks. Really short show, but it's going to be, it's the holidays. So I guess that's that. Thank you for joining me today. I should be here tomorrow. I believe I'll be here tomorrow doing another Scuttlebutt Show. Thursday will be the last day for the year. So I look forward to seeing you guys then. Thank you for doing that with me. That drone is going down, Harry Lion Pie says. I guess so. I guess that drone is, I should have had a calculator out. That would have helped a lot. Thank you guys for being here. Really do appreciate it. What a special year it's been. I've moved around the world, having a baby, all kinds of stuff. Go ahead, take that practice ASVAB. Let me know what you guys get. I'm curious to see. You can Instagram me or whatever you want to do. I'd love to hear it. And I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to talking to you all soon, folks. For now, that's the Scuttlebutt.